Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us tonight on air. I'm Jennifer Hellman, and tonight we are talking to Shelley Wu, whose horoscope columns and featured articles have appeared all over the place, Associated Press, ABC News, BBS Radio, and BBC, and the Wireless Flash News Service. She also is a teacher of Chinese and Mesoamerican Astrology at the International Academy of Astronomy. She is an author of best-selling books, Chinese Astrology, Exploring the Eastern Zodiac, Chinese Sexual Astrology, Eastern Secrets to Mind-Blowing Sex, and many other things. She definitely has a new book out called The Definite Book on Chinese Astrology. And with the new year of the Tiger coming on, I thought it'd be a good time to kind of explore and expose more aspects of the Chinese astrology. Welcome to the show, Shelley. It is really an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
And wonderful. One other thing I really need to say is Shelley has an awesome, awesome website with tons of information, which is ChineseAstrology.com. So please check that out as well.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And really, your books are wonderful, too.
Thank you so much.
I've really enjoyed looking over your books. What would you classify, what is Chinese astrology?
Chinese astrology is a little bit different from Western astrology in some practical ways and some esoteric ways. The practical ways is that it uses the years to order the signs rather than the months. That's used in Western astrology. That's the most practical difference. Eastern astrology runs through the culture. It from the writing system through the philosophical system of the East. It's much more mainstream than it is here in the West. That's another major difference, I would think.
Yes. How does Chinese astrology, there's 12 signs as well, the animals, correct?
Right, that's correct, that's right. That's another way it's similar to Western astrology, is that there is 12 signs. They are symbolic archetypes. Again, they're not a literal. It made it easier to remember the mathematics involved. You have five elements. Also, which is a little bit different from Western astrology, where they have the four elements. There is no air element in Eastern astrology. That is qi itself. The life force would be the air element. So there is wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. So the 12 signs take turns teaming up with one of the five elements. Once in their negative, yin, feminine night force, and one in the positive yang force. So if you have five elements, that makes 10 stems, one positive and one negative, and it's like a counterpoint in music where you have the elements and the 12 signs mixing and matching up. So although each sign repeats every 12 years, the combination, the specific combination of sign and element only occurs once every 60 years. So we're on a 60-year cycle, and this year we're coming into a year of the metal tiger, which is going to be a very exciting year for everybody. So get an organizer and a good pair of tennis shoes, and let's go for it.
Now, do you want to say anything else about, is there anything about the basic elements of Chinese astrology that people really need to understand? Because when I was looking on your chart, on your site, your wonderful site, there's four pillars, correct?
So that's right. Each year, each month, each day, and each two-hour period in each 24-hour day is assigned a combination of one of these elements and signs, also known as the heavenly branch and the earthly the stem and the branch. It gets to be a little more complex. You start with the big picture, basically, is the year that you were born and the element influence on that. And then each month is also, for instance, the first month is ruled, this month of February is ruled by the sign of the tiger, even though the tiger is the third sign of the zodiac. So each month is ruled by also one of the animal energies and its own element. Each day we have something called a day master, which is used in predicting for individuals and couples, for instance. So that day master sign and element is salient as well. And then we get to the equivalent of the rising sign in Western astrology, which would be your birth hour, would be your what's called your companion, that part of you that you put out to the public, that people see, that you fall back on when you're under stress. So there's four pillars, but we do have a predominant birth sign, one of the 12, and that is our temperament and character generally.
Okay.
So that's my little nutshell version of the differences between the two.
And so the day and the time and the year really predicts destiny for you?
Well, basically they mean something. You set them up. The Baji, or the four pillars, also that translates the eight words or eight characters. You have four sets of elements and four signs. You have, again, your birth year, your birth month, your birth, the day you were born, and then your birth hours. So you have four pillars, the element stacked on top of the animal sign. And these mean certain things, where these things are placed. It's an elaborate game. The elements, the five elements, are a rock, paper, scissors. Is the best way I could describe it. Did you ever play that game when you were a child?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's very much what goes on with the elements. And a Chinese astrologer, for instance, fire destroys the wood element, controls it, but it also fuels it at the same time. Each element is interdependent upon the other elements, and they are in a interlinked cycle. And basically, what a Chinese astrologer does is look at the elements in your birth chart to look for balance. And balance is the key word in most of the Eastern disciplines, whether it's astrology or martial arts, that balance. And that's where you get into a lot of the subspecialties, such as feng shui and flying star key and things of that nature, where you are manipulating your environment to balance out what you are lacking, or in some cases have a huge amount of one element that is just really overshadowing the other elements. This becomes your unlucky element. You want to minimize that in your environment, in your life. But there's a lot of practical ways to apply the four pillars.
Okay. Do you want to go over basically what the elements' characteristics are?
Sure. Yeah, sure. That would be a good idea. First of all, I wanted to mention that one of the most interesting things about Chinese astrology is the subspecialties, is that it's a very diverse and very rich study. There's a lot of different aspects to it. What the granddaddy of all of the studies is what's called the Zuwei Doshu. And my current book that just came out has the CD in it to do the complex mathematics, so that for the first time people can do these charts and really glean the knowledge that's there to learn from without having to concentrate most of their energy on the math. So the Zuwei Doshu is the granddaddy, and that is laid out in the form of a rice paddy or a rectangle, and it starts with the Destiny Palace. And we have major energies and stars that are placed in these various life palaces, and then other things that move around the basic set chart, just like a Western chart. So that's something that there's a lot of subspecialties involved with it.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, that book is out currently, correct?
Yeah, that's the definitive book, yeah, of Chinese astrology. And that's the one, if you're really, really interested in getting into the real meat and potatoes of, beyond the 12 signs and beyond the five elements. The elements are very, very interesting. We started with the wood element, I mentioned. And the wood element represents the period from 0 to 12 years of age, that very idealistic, very quick-growing, upward, rapid growth period. It represents the direction of the east, the season of spring, the color green, foliage and plants and things of that nature. The second element is the fire element. And the nature of fire is to urge resolution and to cleanse. And it represents that very dynamic adolescent period of life between 12 and 24 years of age, where everything is new and exciting and the most dynamic physical period of life. Then the earth element goes into from 24 to 36 years old. So if you're within that age group, you're in the earth period of your life. And that is the symbology of the well-padded nest of comfort and abundance. And that is the stable period. That's that middle adult life where you've really finally gotten your feet on the ground a little bit and are a little more stable with things. Then you move between 36 and 48 years old into the metal element of your life. And this is the more rigid, structured. You have pretty much learned what you're going to learn, and you have made up your decisions and your mind, and you tend to provide structure for others at this time. It's also a time of clarity and precision. Very, very interesting time of life. After that period, between 48 and 60 years old, now we're going into these 60-year cycles, remember, that is the water period, and that is the reflective, calm, looking back over life. The water element is about feelings and emotions. Water doesn't have its own shape. It takes the shape of the vessel that contains it. So it is flexible. It is fluid. It is moving in a constant state of ebb and flow. So at age 60, we start over again with the 60-year cycle, and you enter the wood phase again. And this is why a lot of people don't retire when they hit 60, 62 years old or so. But they start a whole new life sometimes. Sometimes they remarry, have a new family, new job, new profession, things of that nature. They basically start over and experience that wood phase again in their life. Does that make any sense?
It makes total sense.
So
it sounds wonderful. So next, I guess, would be the 12 signs, the animals.
Right, correct. And those are very, very interesting. We start with the rat. And the essence of the rat is concealment. And they are the intelligent. Before I launch into this, each of the signs are either yin or yang. And that's where we start. That's the big picture. And the yang, of course, is the positive, masculine day force. That is giving. The receiving end, you know, the symbol of the Tai Chi, the black and the white symbol that is familiar with Eastern philosophy,
yes,
you're familiar with, that's,
yes,
the Tai Chi, and that represents both of these signs, the both of the sides, the yin and the yang. So each of the signs, the birth year signs, are either yang or yin, and it starts with the yang, the positive masculine day force, with the sign of the rat. So the rat tells you right there, in the big picture, the rat is going to be a little more aggressive and a little more assertive, male or female, than the next sign, which is the ox, which is yin. It's going to start balancing out. We're going to go back and forth, notice,
right,
between yang and yin. So what happens is that we start with the rat, and that's the professor. That is, if you have any rats in your life, you generally know it because they have projects all over the house. Generally, they're trying to manufacture something interesting. They're very, very eclectic. They're very intelligent. They're very thrifty. The rats are organizational geniuses, and they excel in scrutiny, scrutinizing things, criticizing, having a critical eye, spotting a good bargain. All of these things that tend to be detail-oriented, rats excel at. Do you have any rats in your life that you know? Do you know of, Jennifer?
I'm trying to. Not that I know of.
Okay. It's hard to know with the dates.
Well, actually, my sister Betsy is a rat.
Is she? 1960,
yes.
Metal rat?
Yes, uh-huh. She is born June of 60.
Yep, that's her. Absolutely. The rat females in particular are organizational geniuses. They're who you want to set up your shop and to, they're a little high strung. They're curious. They tend to, have an accelerated metabolism, a lot of them, so that even the most premature of little rat babies have a very good chance of survival. They have the highest little preemie survival because of that. They're the first sign because they are probably one of the more aggressive signs. Even though they know how to have good manners and they're extremely charming, the rat rules the hours between the midnight hours, between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. And that's their hours. They come alive during those hours of talk and secrets and things of that nature. Most rats have writing talent. Jules Verne, Truman Capote, Eugene O'Neill, Shakespeare, or just some that were born in the year of the rat. So it's a very interesting sign. The next sign is yin. We're going to go with the yin ox. And this is the stable, endurance marathon sign of the zodiac. The ox is a hardworking, serious loner. I like to say they're the bike cop of the zodiac. And if you have any oxes in your family, you know they're no nonsense. There is a predominance of rulers and tyrants even that were born in the year of the ox. But it's just it's a very, very stable sign. They are, genius with their hands, in manual dexterity, whether it's, music or whether it is, sculptures or whatever it is, quilting. The women many times are wonderful seamstresses and, quilters, for that reason. But basically, go ahead. Do you know any oxes in your life there, Jennifer, at all?
Actually, I really know of a childhood friend who is an ox, and she is a talented writer for sure.
Oh, would this be a rat or an ox?
It's an ox, and she's more of a writer and artist. She is very stable. And she is very artistic with her hands as well.
Mm-hmm. They are the salt of the earth, the earth mothers. And
yes.
Guan Yin is the patron saint the ox because of the tenderness that they deal with their children. And it's just a very Princess Diana was an ox. That gives you a little bit of an idea of the female part of that. After the yin ox, we go back to the yang tiger. And you are familiar with the tiger, are you not?
Yes, I am a tiger.
The tiger. They are the, of course, the noble, restless risk takers of the zodiac. And they are... Steve Irwin, the late Steve Irwin, was a tiger. Dale Earnhardt Jr., people of that nature. Even Jerry Lewis, the famous Jerry Lewis, was a tiger. These are just very big-hearted, big-souled individuals. They are very protective of other people. They take risks. Chances don't scare them. They will, as children, they have the highest rate of bumps and bruises, stitches, casts, and emergency room visits of any of the signs because of that. But they're just little, they're dynamos. The water tiger, the 1962 water tigers, because of this water element I was talking about, these are very spiritual tigers. And a lot of times you'll find them, tigers have to be leading something. They have to be the boss. They're just made to be in charge. It's just their nature. And many times that water element softens the tiger so beautifully. And you see a lot of spiritual leaders and teachers that are born in 1962 in the year of the water tiger for this reason. So a tiger, I'm a little partial to them being a dog year lady, but they are, they're really pretty amazing human beings. And they are running in when everybody else is running out. So
yes.
the classic hero type. My sister is a water tiger, and she's been known to push her way through roadblocks during forest wildfires to get to me and get to my house and then think about it later. But that's very tiger-like, very much.
Mm-hmm.
So they are yang all the way. Now, of course, the birth year will be tempered by some of the other aspects in the chart as well. But we're just, you know, talking about essence here of the birth year signs. After the yang tiger, we go to the yin rabbit. And these are the artful dodgers of the zodiac. Gosh, maybe I should throw out some dates so it makes some sense. 1951, 1963, 1975. If any of these dates ring a bell for you, you're dealing with a rabbit, also known as the cat in other aspects of the world, in Vietnam and Southeast Asia. And these are the diplomats, the Henry Kissingers of this world, the peacemakers. They are in the trine with the goats and the pigs, the artists and the creatives. They're lovers, not fighters. They're like the goats and the pigs in that. And they are very, very charming. A lot of them, again, are in entertainment, music, some sort of creative venture of some kind. For the reason. Shuttle diplomacy is where they shine. And they're just some of the best friends that you could ask for. They're just very, very gentle souls. Drawback is that they're the most commitment phobic of the zodiac, especially the males. Forever is a long time to your average rabbit male.
Yes, so, is it like the animal rabbit where they freeze at the whole concept of committing?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it is said that they always keep three holes to their burrow. Just in case a quick exit is called for.
Yes, that the cats are always able to get out of tight spots as well, so it's kind of
true.
Fitting for them to be mixed in with that.
Yes. And something else characteristic about the rabbits is that they Well, they're just really dear folks. They're not cut out for frontline fighting. They're not frontline fighters. Like I said, blood and violence and chaos, disruption, confusion can literally make them sick. They're just not, just the opposite of the yang tiger would be the gentle, the rabbit. So that's the fourth sign of the zodiac. Incidentally, all of these signs are in trine or harmony, just like the Western signs, with two other signs. Each sign also has a soulmate. They also, of course, have an opposition, and they have what I call a karmic combatant. And that's the one that you just never could get along with, no matter what you did. You could have stood on your head, and nothing would have helped. And these are two people locked in an unseen combat. And that's something else that Chinese astrology gets into, is a lot of this relational, these patterns of these signs, how these energies interact with one another. Well, after the gentle rabbit, the fourth sign, then we go to the dynamic dragon. The dragon's essence is unpredictability. And they are very powerful. They're very healthy. They're also very outspoken. And you do not want to be on the receiving end of an angry dragon's tongue lashing. Definitely. They excel in utopian concepts, in organizing big things, big events. They were born to be in the public eye, most dragons. These are 1952 dragons, 1964, be a wood dragon, 76, be a fire dragon, 1976, be a fire dragon. So I'm just doing some, 1988, earth, little earth dragons. Mm-hmm. But these are very, very powerful individuals. They do not like to be challenged and crossed. And they are, you talk about two captains on the ship. It would be maybe a tiger and a dragon together. But the dragon is yang, 100%. Then we go to, after the dragon, we move back to the yin, the negative feminine night force again with the snake. And our snakes would be 1953, 1965, 1977. I'm thinking off the top of my head here. Those years, 1941 would be a metal snake. They are the sages. They are the philosophers. They have flawless skin and flawless advice. And they are very, very deep individuals. They don't do anything quickly. They are, again, they're like the ox. They're in trine with the ox. And they are they are marathon individuals rather than quick sprinters. Being yin, even the men have a feminine side. The snake males have a terrible reputation for being playboys and having a roving eye because they're extremely attractive to women generally. In the East, they all want snake daughters because it is said she is both beautiful and wise. And that's a pretty awesome combination when you're trying to marry your daughters off and all. So the snake is a very, very interesting. If you have any snake friends, they're usually in the role of a psychiatrist. They listen to other people's problems. They are financiers. They're the power behind the throne.
Yes.
Quiet one. So do you know any snakes in your life by chance?
Yes, I do. And that describes them to a T. It's a gentleman. So
They are. They're very, very smooth. They are very refined.
And most definitely.
So after the snake, see, we're halfway through with them here. When we go after the snake, we go to the horse, back to the yang aspect again of the zodiac. And the horses, their essence is decisiveness. And they are the athletes, the quick-witted athletes of the zodiac. They have places to go and people to see, and they were rarely home. Oblivion through perpetual motion, that is the key to mental health with horses. 1954, 1966 would be a fire horse. 78 would be an earth horse. In those areas there, but they are the talkers too. So a lot of horses go into the legal profession because they prefer to give the speeches rather than to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they are most comfortable on the podium, and the horse females in particular are very, very assertive and very capable. They're very similar to the tiger women in that way, in that they are very independent and very capable of taking care of themselves. So the horses, a lot of times you'll find them in acting. You'll find them on the stage. They love the stage work and writing, screenplays, anything that's interesting. They like to cook. A lot of them are gourmet cooks. Emeril Lagasse's is a horse. And they like to cook and do things like that as well. So after the horse, then we go into the goat. We go into the negative feminine night force. And even the goats are the artists, the precarious, precocious artists in temperament and in their character. And they're known as the Good Samaritans of the Zodiac because they have a very, very tender heart for things like homeless puppies and friends down on their luck, all kinds of things like that. So they're very, very tender-hearted individuals. And again, they are never reached by a strong, rough hand. They need an unstructured environment and a very creative experience to be happy. They can literally, again, like the rabbits, get sick if they're exposed to upset and ugliness and negative emotions. They're very, very sensitive in that way. Do you know any goats in your life, Jennifer?
Other than Zeph? The engineer here is a goat. I do actually know quite a few goats.
Do you? They're interesting characters. They're very, very, very sweet.
Yes, they are.
They're also unpunctual, and they also should never, okay, I'll just say it. Sorry about this, but they should never handle their own money. They have a little bit of a problem with spending sometimes, and especially two goats should probably have a financial advisor of some kind. And it's not really their fault. They like to shop. They like beautiful things. They like nice things, and they enjoy artistic endeavors and things of that nature. So, why don't you talk for a minute, Jennifer? And I'm just
sure. Give you a rest. Well, it's the one thing that I always find very fascinating with all of this is it truly is. It's very interesting how the combinations of what goes with what, the ones that are friends and the ones that are in trine or in happiness, their characteristics are very much the same. And it's the compatibility as well. I mean, you go over very nicely on your website about the trines and have beautiful illustrations that really show how everything lines up. So I really appreciated the information you had on your website.
Thank you so much. Probably
because
much
it really
more.
Explains all of it really nicely, and it just really explains it quite well.
Well, thank you so much. Hopefully it does a little bit better than I can on my feet here tonight.
Oh, you're doing awesome. You're doing wonderful.
Thank you.
You really
so
are.
Much.
Now, so I got a question because it's like I'm listening to these descriptions.
Yes.
And I'm very much an artist. I'm a poet.
Yes.
I'm a writer. I am definitely love art. I have a degree in graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
And I love supporting the arts in any way I can. So is it possible that I have some goats somewhere in my
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. And also with that water element, that's very, very powerful for that birth year. The water element is very, very creative, very spiritual aspect, and it does bring a love of the arts and of a lot of creativity involved with the water element. So right off the bat, that will do that there. But we should probably look at the rest of your chart to see what's there. I wouldn't be surprised to see you were born on a day of the goat. So we could look that up for you if you would like sometime.
That's awesome. Yes. I'm fascinated by all of this. Now, let me just ask this. With Western astrology, a lot of the aspects within your chart is like lessons, things that you're supposed to overcome. Now, is Eastern the same way? Some of the aspects are something that you need to try and learn to overcome?
Oh, yes, sure. And this is another salient difference in Eastern astrology, is that there's a lot of philosophy involved, and also the concept of karma. And, you know, karma is not some weird punishment, you know, as you well know. It's not some punishment for some terrible thing you've done. It is what it is. Karma is only what is. And it is natural, spiritual consequences. It's quantum physics in the spiritual realm, cause and effect.
Right.
And exactly. A leads to B sort of thing. And there's a lot of karma involved, and there is a lot of lesson learning. For instance, being born in the sign of the dog, it is a chronically anxious. They are the watchful worriers. It's terrible. Winston Churchill put it, he was a dog, he put it best when he said, "In my life I worried about many things, most of which never happened." And it is always that waiting for the foe around every corner, waiting for that other shoe to fall, mm-hmm. so to speak. So there is an anxiety and an anxiousness that comes with some of the signs. To conquer, to learn to have faith, to trust your struggle, to relax and understand that everything is happening together for a reason, that all things are working together for good. And that to relax and just to let it happen.
Now, you're an earth dog, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, right. So my question to you about you, if you don't mind me asking.
Go ahead.
Earth is very grounded, so does that help you with your worrying?
Well, yes and no. It keeps me stuck in the here and now and what's going on right now. I get very distracted in what's going on around me. It's very difficult. My environment, I have to arrange it such so that I can put the practical things. You know, I'm trying to interpret a chart, and I'm thinking, oh goodness, I think I should put some laundry in the, you know, washing machine. That's a typical Earth reaction, and we tend to be a little stuck. And people that know me have heard me say this at various times in my life, is that I will hit a point where I'm very, very stuck. You can get mired in that earth element very easily. But it also is a mellowing influence too, and a grounding influence too. So it does help a little bit, but it has its drawbacks as well. Basically.
I'm sure that's true with with the elements, with the animal signs. I just wonder if there's a balancing of, you know, being fire with a rabbit. I mean, that's kind of like contradictive.
Oh, okay, I know what you're saying. Okay, here's an interesting aspect that gets even more complicated. Once you get everything down, then let's just throw some more things into complicated. Each of the signs themselves, or the earthly branches, they contain hidden elements. And these are taken into account as well. For instance, the goat, the ox, the dragon, and the dog contain earth. They're just saturated with earth. So I've got the double whammy going. I've got the Wushu. I've got the Earth Dog. So the tiger contains wood. Mm-hmm. So you are water and wood. And those are very compatible. The water feeds the wood and makes it grow. Water is the parent element to the wood. And so it's a very harmonious situation. The monkey and the rooster contain metal. They're together. They encompass the life palace of finance and money and accomplishment for that reason. So there's all these different aspects that you can look at everything. When just when you think you have it all down, then there's something new to look at. And that's why I love it so much, is that I have a little bit of an attention deficit disorder myself.
Yes.
And if my books bore me, then they're going to bore someone else. If they don't keep my attention, it goes. So I have to keep focused and grounded. Definitely. But a lot of the, when you take the hidden elements into account with the stems that are above them, that are accompanying the sign themselves, then it starts to get really interesting. It also starts to get a little more complicated in interpretation. So.
Yes, that's one thing I will say about all astrology. It's a never-ending study. Because it's
wonderful.
Fascinating to me. There's no way anybody has it all down completely because it's like endless information.
Mm-hmm.
It fascinates me. I've looked at a lot of different kinds of astrology. It's time to look a little deeper in the Chinese. And it fascinates me. I think it's just, it really helps. Really explain humanity in some ways and the way they act in and their aspects and the lessons and the wonderful experience they're here to have.
Yeah,
so
definitely. And, you know, the most rewarding thing that can happen for me is to speak with someone, you know, the way I'm speaking with you about their sign or about a certain personality trait, and just see the lights go on. And see the person go, oh, wow, you're kidding. I thought it was just me. I really thought it was just me. You mean this is, that's like a tiger thing? You know, yeah, that is. That's very, how many times have you changed, you know, jobs this year? You know?
No. I'm like you in the fact that I call myself the dabbler because I can't just, you know, do one thing. That's why I have many businesses. I do many things because it keeps my, you know, keeps me occupied enough with the diversity that's all interrelated.
Yes, and that's an interesting part too. And like I said, just when you get the essence of the 12 archetypes down, and you get the interaction between the elements down, then there's something. Then we're going to start adding new dimensions to it. We're going to start adding more pillars to it. Then we're going to go into the Zui Do Shu. Then we're going to apply all these elements to feng shui, basically, to the study of arranging your environment, of space and of form. So it relates to everything. And the first thing that a feng shui master will do when he comes in to look at your home is get the birth dates of all of the occupants of the home. That's the first thing that he does. And then he'll start going to work to do his thing. But there's all kinds of interesting, there's face reading, there's palm reading. There's, of course, the I Ching, which is just amazing. There's all kinds of interesting things to explore. And,
most definitely. Now, we have about, actually, 6 minutes left, believe it. No, actually, we have about 10 minutes left. And I would like to spend a little time on the year of the tiger, tiger. So I know we have a few more animal signs to go through. So I'm going to suggest, do you think we can go through the animals real quick and then get to tiger?
Sure.
Or do you want to just go to
the
year of the tiger?
I'll do my fastest little scenario. I think I can do
okay.
that. Okay.
All right.
We ended up with the goat, our artist.
Yes.
And then we're going to go into the monkey. And the monkey is Yang. Monkey is our irrepressible riverboat gambler and Milton Berle, spectacular, delicious sense of humor, but they're very, very naughty. And they're very tricky. They're very intelligent. And they like to pull jokes on people and to pull tricks and to see what they can get away with. And they're the youthful, think Peter Pan, and that's our monkeys. After the monkey comes the yin rooster, and the rooster's essence is application. They are the first one up and the last one down at night. Their motto is, I know better. They just are more efficient than other people. The analogy of the little red hen busily baking her bread is very appropriate for the women. They are extremely good in handling other people's money, and they do very, very well in banking because the hidden element in the rooster is metal, and they do very, very well financially for that reason. After the yin rooster, we go to the yang dog, and as I mentioned, they're the watchful worriers of the zodiac. They are like the tigers. They go running in when everyone's running out to save everybody. They tend to be rescuers. They notoriously get themselves into difficult relationships trying to save people and things of that nature. They really do need a cause. They're really disturbed with unfairness and injustice in this life in any way. Mother Teresa was a dog. They are capable of laying it all on the line for a cause, for standing up for the little guy. After the yang dog comes the last sign, which is the pig. And their essence is, appropriately as the last sign, is resignation. And they are resigned to the way human nature is, to the way that the world is. They do not try to push themselves ahead at the cost of another person. They're the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of the Zodiac. Very, very honest, tend to be a little bit naive, but they're very, very gentle, very, very sweet people in general. The Year of the Tiger. How am I doing on time?
You've got, you got 8 minutes.
Oh, great. Okay. I really ran through
it. You can take a little breath, take a sip of water.
It's too late for tea, isn't it, I believe?
Well, herbal tea it won't be.
Green
tea might actually help you sleep. You never know.
I think that 3/4 of my body chemistry is composed of green tea, as a matter of fact. Honey, lemon, ginseng, green tea. The Year of the Tiger, everybody, if you've had any plans that you've wanted to do, if you've been a little hesitant to try something new, this is the year to do it. This is the year to take a risk. This is the year to start your little business. This is the year to do something new. Hang out with a different group of relatives at the holidays. Go someplace different than you usually do. Be very, very careful of physical altercations and accidents during tiger years because they are very active and very yang, and they like to be physical. So be cautious of bumps and bruises during the year. But this is just a really, really good year to reach out and to use the courage. Tigers are all about courage and the structure of the metal year. Use the courage of the tiger and the structure of the metal year to really risk your dream and to take the leap. Go ahead and make the leap.
So with the metal, there's a lot of clarity on what you're supposed to do. When you decide, okay, I want to go do a new sport, with the metal, you know, essence of the, it's going to be very clear what sport to go try.
Well, yes, in a way, Yes, the structure involved in being able to, you can have a lot of great intentions and a lot of good ideas and thoughts, and if you don't have the structure for the follow-through, you can have all the dreams in the world and they will not come to fruition. The structure of being able to make a plan and to stick with it, make lists, make notes, actually write it out. Put your dreams on a little piece of paper and carry it in your pocket with you. Actually structure yourself a path. Know where you're going and go ahead. Don't be afraid to take a chance this year.
Yeah, I was told that if anything, if I have any hesitation, any trouble, push through it anyway and just keep going. Otherwise, the year of the tiger will come around and bite me later. If I give up on something, it will affect me for years to come.
Well, the worst thing you can do in a tiger year is be lazy. There's nothing that tigers disturbs them more than sloth and laziness, because they are, again, very, very active, and they take care of what needs to be taken care of. So this is a year to be productive. It's a year to be active. It's a year to just go for it.
Yes. Now, my question, tigers, for me, one thing, and it might be the fact I'm Aries, but follow through is not always my greatest sign. I'm great at making plans. Following through, Not real strong.
I know that tigers tend to have a lot of they get sidetracked. They do better with the larger projects rather than the small details. You know, they conceptualizing what they'd like to do. They're kind of like the dragon in that way. So, yeah, follow through is a little more difficult. So whatever you have to do to just straight as an arrow, just go for it, and it'll have good results for you.
I'm sure. I mean, what are you planning? Anything else that you are planning? Is there anything new that you are venturing forth?
As a matter of fact, it's funny you should ask that. I am doing something that I have wanted to do all of my life. It's a little bit, it's a risk, but it is a tiger year and everything. I think I may be starting a little antique shop, a little vintage antique shop, because my love is the history, is the my grandmother's little china cups and things like that. Those are my precious things, and I love those things, the little girly girl things, and I just think I might try a little cottage shop. What do you think?
I think that's awesome. That is awesome.
Shelly Woo's Not So Shabby Chic or something. I don't know. Who knows?
I think that sounds awesome.
Sounds fun.
And for me, it's actually finishing my book.
Good girl.
I've been working on this book probably for the last 10 years, and
awesome.
My guidance is saying, it's time to finally finish it. You have it written. Just get it together and get it done. So.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm
that's exciting.
We'll be finishing 3 books this year. That's my
Oh, goal. That's wonderful. Well, congratulations. It's a good year
Thank
for
you.
It. It's a good
yes,
year.
Yes, it is.
For it.
And it's like, I'm really good at getting the books together. To follow through is to actually market it and really push it this time. Because I have a
yes.
book of poetry. It's like, okay, I did the book, and then I dropped the ball. It's like, not going to sell unless you market it, Jen. So
yeah.
It's having that marketing plan and getting myself out there even more to promote it, as well as just finish writing it.
Yes, that is the holy grail, definitely. And some of us self-effacing types don't have enough healthy ego to qualify for the term ambition, you know. And it's difficult. People are like, why don't you promote yourself? And I'm like, no. You don't understand. That's not what I do. I do the writing part. I can't push myself out there. It's just, there's something about it. I'm just not capable of doing it. So I just let happen what happens. And
well, you're doing awesome because you're everywhere.
Really?
I mean, you've really gotten yourself out there.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's good. Gosh,
one suggestion for you, though?
Sure.
Do some YouTubes. You got to do some YouTubes.
All
get
right.
some video on your website, too. You've got
get
a beautiful
video.
Face. You got a beautiful voice.
Oh, you're so sweet. See, she's a tiger.
And you do awesome
we
doing
love
it.
Them.
So,
will you be my new sister, Tiger, if I
yes.
put video on my YouTube, on my YouTube video on the... I'll save it to Jennifer said I could do this.
I know you can do it, and it would be awesome.
Just that's
know
wonderful.
It would be.
Well, congratulations and good luck on your book this year.
Thank you very much.
And let's just do it.
And definitely am. So this has been... Shelley Wu has been a wonderful guest. She's always welcome back. I think we should have you back again because there's so much more information to share.
Oh.
You honestly, we'll talk real soon about getting you back on.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope I didn't babble too much. And
oh, no.
Go on too
not
much.
Not at all. And next time we'll actually take the callers.
Oh, that's
so much
wonderful. I love that. I love
that's why
that.
You have to come on. Her website is ChineseAstrology.com. We are running a little over, so I thank you, Shelley, once again. You will be on again. I thank you all for listening, and with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, this is Jennifer Hillman saying good night and bless you.